Much of the rest of the world may be on a Christmas and New Year holiday, but politicians and economists in Greece are working overtime. The failure of Parliament to agree on a president means a new election on January the 25th, and the prospect of a government dominated by the left-wing opposition Syriza party early in the new year. Well, Syriza has pledged to roll back some of the reforms implemented in order for the country to qualify for billions of euros in rescue funds from other eurozone countries and the International Monetary Fund. So there is some nervousness now in Europe. On the streets of Athens, however, there's a kind of resigned gloom.
Whatever happens in this election, we're indebted for the next 50 years. So whatever happens, nothing will change for us, the ordinary citizens.
I go to collect my pension, but the government reduces it every month. We're at the end of our rope. They turned a nation that used to be smiling to one of sorrow. They should go away.
Well, meanwhile, what are the politicians? Ioannis Tragakis, who's the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, said the crisis was something unique.
In my long career in politics, I have lived the elections of all the Greek presidents up to now. I have the feeling that today's election is the most crucial, because from this election, the progress of the country is at stake for a lot of decades.
Well, in response, the IMF said talks over the renewed bailout would now wait until after the January the 25th election. Investors have been reacting pretty badly to the parliamentary vote, with shares in Athens plunging 11% initially before closing 4% down. Well, Zoe Konstantinopoulou is a Syriza MP. So I asked her, if they're in government, will Syriza accept the need for austerity measures?
Well, let me first say that what has been baptized a bailout has actually been a jail time program for the Greek society. The Greek people have really suffered from cuts, suffered from grave austerity measures, suffered from unemployment and homelessness. And it is our first duty to try to remand the humanitarian crisis that has been created during the last 4.5 years. It is our contention, and it is our intention that social justice should be restituted in Greece, and that democracy also should be restituted in Greece.
So if the IMF and the Eurozone demand a continuation of these things, you will simply say no, and if the bailout goes, the bailout goes?
I would say that it's not a time to work on hypotheses. I would say it's a time to respect the Greek people who are now called to decide for their fate, to decide for their lives, and to win back their dignity. And I'm sure that international and intergovernmental organizations, of which Greece is a member, will respect the democratic vote, the democratic election, and the democratic choice of the people. I would not like to imagine that there will be officials either in the IMF or in the European Union who would contest a democratic election and a democratic outcome.
They might not contest the outcome, but they might say that in order to get the money that we are prepared to give you, you have to do certain things, and they will ask you whether you're prepared to do them.
Just say that according to the legal context governing both the EU and the IMF, the basic rules of democracy still apply for all states, and there's actually no democratic way to impose upon a government and upon a people measures through, let's say, such a way that you're describing.
Well, they might impose them on you. They may just simply say, well, if you want the money, that's what you have to do. I mean, it's your choice whether you do it.
I would like to tell you that it's a very, it's a much more complex situation than Greece or the Greek people wanting the money. It's actually a question of whether the European Union and whether the European people deserve democracy within their countries and within the Union. And as you know, democracy acknowledges no such imposition of rules through, let's say, an economic threat.
No, but at the same time, you are asking, or in order to save the Greek economy and your position in the Eurozone, certain things may be needed to be done as far as the IMF
what do you
and
mean?
The Eurozone.
What do you mean?
Measures of austerity, measures of cutbacks in terms of government spending. Well, if the IMF and the Eurozone say that, what will be your reply?
The IMF and the European Union have already admitted being wrong about a lot of things on which a lot of very, very painful measures have been based. So I would say it's not a time for, let's say, a fight between the European Union or the IMF and the country. It's a time to sit down, see what are the what is the impact of these measures upon the people, remind ourselves of the fact that the European Union is based upon the principle of the prosperity of the people and the prosperity of societies, and try to see how we restore this prosperity, because no one can argue that when you have 1.5 million unemployed on an active population of 3.5 million, you cannot seriously talk about prosperity. And let me also say that no economy can flourish upon the soil of a devastated society. We have a people that has been suffering, and I'm sure this has not been very well communicated by our governments, who were also responsible for this suffering.
Zoe Konstantopoulou.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.